As we typically do, we're going to check in now with Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be back, Loman.
As we're all staring down the barrel of April 15th and Tax Day, Scott, a lot of focus is being placed on tax policy, what's happening in Congress. We have the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act slated to expire later this year. A lot of maneuvering. Want to fill us in, first of all, a bit of history as to how we got to where we are.
It almost goes all the way back to the Bush 2001 and 2003 tax cuts. We've been doing tax policy through a budget process known as reconciliation. And that basically means that the tax cuts can't have a deficit impact outside of 10 years on a static basis, meaning if you don't take into consideration the growth that you get from revenues and from these pro-growth ideas that are ultimately allowing people to reinvest and increase productivity and the number of jobs that they've got and wages for workers. All those macroeconomic effects make a big difference. But CBO, when they score the tax legislation, they haven't been using the dynamic effects of tax policy. And in 2017, CBO is basically Congress's scorekeeper. They're the Congressional Budget Office. And their projections are really, really important to the members of Congress. But the problem with their projections is that they're merely estimates. And quite often, they're far off the base in terms of accuracy. For example, in 2017, CBO projected that the annual revenues for this year, 2025, would total $4.7 trillion. But 8 years later, CBO's projection for 2025 is that we're going to collect $5.163 trillion. And while this might sound like Washington math and what's going on here, that's $443 billion annually that CBO was off the mark from their initial projection. And coincidentally, we had these, 2017 tax cuts that on the static score totaled $1.5 trillion over 10 years. And that's not too much when you're thinking about collecting, $45, $50 trillion over 10 years. It's actually a pretty minimal tax cut. The Democrats have done a good job, to their credit, of demagoguing Republicans of trying to cut taxes for the wealthy. But we know in reality that tax policy affects working class families more than anyone. And these taxes in particular that are about to expire happen to coincidentally cost about $4.5 trillion over the next 10 years. And so just based off of CBO's inaccuracy from their revenue projections on the 2017 tax cuts, we would be about made whole if we had true and accurate accounting of the revenues and as they pertain to growth and economic activity. Then when you take a look at federal spending, in 2017, CBO projected that we would be spending $5.967 trillion in 2025. But the most recent projection, 8 years later, was that we're going to be spending $7.028 trillion. Well, that's over $1 trillion. That's $1.06 trillion that they were off in their spending estimate. So the problem with CBO is that they basically have bias against the productivity and the effect of revenues as it comes to tax cuts. And then on the opposite side, they always underestimate how much we're going to have for federal spending. And that's, I think, why, and a big reason why, we have multi-trillion dollar deficits as far as the eye can see. Elon Musk and the Doge Commission have set out a robust and ambitious goal of cutting $2 trillion annually. But as we consider the budget markup and the reconciliation instructions that Congress is working on right now, they're having a hard time coming up with $2 trillion over 10 years in spending cuts. So notwithstanding the high levels of inflation that we've had and the way that the COVID spending got baked into the baseline by Democrats, we think that there's a good solution right now. And number one, you can look, this is going to sound kind of funny to you, Loman, but you can look to the precedent established by President Obama in 2013 when he was faced with a similar dilemma over how to deal with the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts expiring. And he utilized a current policy baseline, which basically assumed on a budgetary assumption that the tax cuts were not expiring and that would shutter the concern over the deficit impact of a tax cut extension. So when I think about what's going to happen on current policy today in 2025, if nothing happens, my taxes go up. If the tax cuts get extended, my taxes stay the same. That's not really a tax cut. So we need to make sure we're avoiding the largest tax increase in our nation's history. And I think that that starts with assuming this current policy baseline. And then we can start to get to some of the other big, important campaign promises that Donald Trump made on the campaign trail, like no tax on tips and reducing taxation of senior citizens.
As we look at this working its way through Congress here, Scott, what is the timing on this? Is Congress, particularly the House, moving at a pace to get this done in a reasonable time frame? Or are we sort of hung up again on the fact that Republicans really have a very, very narrow majority in the House?
We do have 217 seats in the House right now. Two more seats will be coming into play on April 1st when Florida fills those two special elections that were vacated by Matt Gaetz and Michael Waltz. That being said, the political momentum historically with the president lies within the first 100 days. Right now, Trump is using political capital to free hostages. He's using it to get his nominees confirmed. He is using it with executive orders to protect girls in sports. And we think that he's going to use it in a big way here on tax policy before Easter and certainly before the first 100 days expires at the beginning of May.
No doubt the president is moving quickly, sort of shock and awe. The left is in shock and we're in awe. We appreciate all of that. And we're going to keep track of it with Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. And Scott, a bit about the club, please.
Club for Growth is based in Washington, D.C. We have over 525,000 members from all over the country. In fact, you can sign up and become a member for free at clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, as always, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.